Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
f***ing. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, fam.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
How is everything? How are you doing?
Everything's great. I had a good day yesterday. I went to go see a trichologist. You know what a trichologist is?
Sounds freaky.
I know. It actually has to do with, I guess they study your hair for hair loss and things like that.
Okay.
It was a pretty interesting thing. I have a little spot on the top of my head where there's like a little patch of hair missing, and I was wondering what was going on.
Oh, boy.
But they said it was due to trauma, so I think I had like a bun that was too tight, and it looks like the hair was like pulled out. But it is growing back, so they said fortunately there is no scarring in that area. But they do all this testing on your scalp, so it's like you see your scalp really, really up close underneath like a crazy microscope. You can see every little thing, and then they test for everything, like to see how oily your hair is, they see if you have any dandruff, they see if your hair is your scalp is dehydrated, all of those things.
All right, well, I'm out in Denver right now. I'm actually broadcasting out our iHeart studio in Denver. There's no hip-hop station, so it's a country station. So right now, I'm broadcasting from Colorado's new country, 106.7 The Boo. Yahoo!
All right now. Well, yesterday I also went to go see this movie called Sprinter that was amazing. You will love it.
Sprinter, what is it about?
So it's based in Jamaica, and Will and Jada Smith actually executive produced the movie. And it's about, you know how track and field is really important in Jamaican culture, and it's like a big deal. Whenever you go to the track meets, it'd always be like Jamaica that wins.
A lot of West Indian people, Caribbean,
So anyway, it was this young man who is in high school, and he's a track star, but there's a lot of things going on in his family life. It has a lot to do with like immigration. The mom came to the United States and never came back. It's been 10 years, but she talks to him all the time, and she sends money home and overstayed her visa. And then it's just him like growing up, his brothers. He does like scams, his older brother, and that's
don't
who
give
he
it away. Don't
to.
Give it away, but I want to see it now. Sounds interesting.
I mean, it's all kind of in the you know, in the bio of the movie, so not giving it away, but it's really, really a great movie. So
why are Jamaicans so fast? Because I'm thinking about it now. My wife is, of course, is Jamaican as well,
and she definitely beat you in a race.
Yeah, she could definitely beat me in a race, but she ran track.
Didn't she race you before on social media and beat you?
I beat her. I know, I actually beat her. We get into arguments about that race all the time, but she's Jamaican, and she can run fast as ish. Like, she was on a track team, and she did sprints, and I'm like, well, why? How?
It looked like she beat you in that video. I remember that.
I actually beat her.
I remember you were upset. It looked like you twisted your ankle.
No, I beat her fair and square. Well, let's get the show cracking. You know,
Charlamagne's on the way, right?
Correspondent. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be here shortly.
Maybe he's out eating with Wendy Williams.
Maybe he is. I heard that he called Wendy Williams and asked Wendy Williams on a date. I'm sure we'll get into that in the rumors.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Where would they go on date? I'm just curious. Where would Charlamagne take Wendy
Williams? Who's paying?
Charlamagne. He's asked her out, allegedly.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Definitely take her to Chick-fil-A. Definitely Chick-fil-A. Well, we have former Fox correspondent Ebony K. Williams. She'll be joining us this morning.
She's also an author. She wrote the book Pretty Powerful.
Mm-hmm. So we'll kick it with her. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Flint. So Flint has gotten some money to pay for water projects. We'll tell you how much and what's going on. Because never forget, they still don't have the water that they need in Flint. And it's been how many years?
A long time. We also got to talk about what's going on in Denver. You know, they shut down all the schools yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I heard that the girl killed herself.
Yes, we do. Well, yes, we have that update for you as well.
I gave that story away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Front page news is on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, the Celtics beat the Pacers 99-91. The Bucks beat the Pistons 120-99. And the Houston Rockets beat the Jazz 118-98. Now, tonight, the Brooklyn Nets take on the 76ers at home, 8 o'clock. Did you
Game
give me tickets?
Game 3 is 1-1.
Are you ambassador? Did you give me tickets?
What specific seats did you want? Because
it doesn't matter. I just want to be in building.
Okay, so you don't care what... Okay. All right, yeah. Well, then you're good.
I just want to be on the wood, pause, on the floor.
Are you going to say you don't care what seats you get,
confused.
But then say you want to be courtside?
I just thought about it. I'm like, she's an ambassador. So
these are playoff games. When's the last time the Nets made playoffs?
You're right.
Everybody's going to these games. That's why Envy's bougie. I can't just give him seats in the third row.
All right, you're right. Now, what else are we talking about?
All right, now, Flint has gotten $77 million to pay for water projects. Finally! Okay, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality did announce that loan to the city, 0% interest, and 100% of the principal will be forgiven. So it's basically a grant. So they gave them that money. And by the way, that funding is part of the $100 million that the city was promised from the federal government years ago. What took so long? They said that money is going to go toward completion of a pipeline hooking up to a secondary water source, replacement of the Northwest Transmission Main, water replacement meters, water quality monitoring panels, all kinds of things. So finally, they'll make sure that the water system in Flint remains compliant with laws and quality standards.
Well, finally. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing to see America finally looking out for other Americans, because nothing pisses me off than when it's a travesty somewhere else in another country and it's like America's delivering aid to such and such country.
Like Notre Dame. Notre Dame. They said they're going to help Notre Dame, and there's so many, you know, messed up things here, and it's like, we got to help home sometimes.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's interesting.
Home
because
first.
That is also part of our front page news. Disney has pledged $5 million to rebuilding Notre Dame, and they're joining in those efforts. As you know, they've already raised like $1 billion to rebuild. But everybody's asking, what about the black churches here in the United States that have had issues? You know, there were like 3 black churches that caught on fire over the past 10 days, beginning at the end of March. And authorities do believe those fires were set deliberately, and they did even arrest a suspect. But up until this whole tragedy happened in Paris, those churches had only raised about $50,000. Well, by this morning, donations had soared, and it's almost at $2 million now, finally. So they said it does give you a new hope in society because of all these new pledges that have been made in the wake of the pledges to rebuild Notre Dame. Like, let's think about things that are affecting us, too.
Listen, think how whack that is, though. You got these companies like Disney who want to sell you a streaming service that they launching this December, and they'll promote the hell out of that. But when it comes to things that are happening right here in the country, you don't see them say, hey, here's $300 million to the Flint Water Project.
But then they go and pledge money. And not that they shouldn't do that as well, but also, you know, take care of home
these first.
Deliberately set fires in churches for black people. Okay, now let's...
America first. You know who else says that?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. There's like a Trump pop-up store out here, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what is this? All right, now let's talk about the woman that we told you about yesterday, all the schools that were closed in the Denver area because this woman, Sol Pais, she was a Florida high school student who was infatuated with the Columbine High School massacre. She actually traveled cross-country to Colorado and was making threats. They said there was a website which had scanned handwritten journal entries from someone they believe is her. It was signed by her, but they have to also independently verify that it's her website. But they said there was also a number of crude drawings of weapons, like wrong rifles and handguns and knives. One drawing had a trench coat person holding a weapon. They said she would write things on the site like, "The purpose of this site is for me to give insight into the thoughts I rarely, if ever, share with others while remaining somewhat anonymous." And turns out she did end up committing suicide. She was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted shotgun blast that was at a national recreation area outside of Denver, according to the FBI.
Yeah, they said she was in the woods. Yeah, they said she was running around naked. You know, I'm in Denver right now, and I was asking people about it, and they were scared. They took it very serious. Mm-hmm. No kids went to school. No teachers went to school. The colleges actually had class, but they had extra security. People were really scared. They stayed home, and you know, this lady killed herself. They said that she was running around the woods naked, and the FBI got called, and then she allegedly killed herself.
That's a very bittersweet situation, because on one hand, you're highly upset because you know that this woman was mentally disturbed and she probably needed some type of help. But then on the other hand, you're like, damn, I'm glad at least, you know, I'd rather harm her. I'd rather her harm herself than go harm 20, somebody 30 else, people, right. You know?
Right.
And they can't find out how she got a gun. You know, she went from Miami here, landed here, and bought a gun. That simple. And she was supposed to be on the list. They were supposed to be watching her. How did she just be able to buy that gun like that?
Yeah, the reason she had raised suspicions was she purchased one-way plane tickets for April 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that raised some suspicion, and that alerted them. But they did say they didn't think that she was a threat, and she had passed two background clearances as well by the criminal background check system, and they didn't think that she would be a threat, and that's what happened. All right, that is your front page news.
Thank you, Miss Ye. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or horrible night, or maybe you just want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Jay.
Jay, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I just want to tell y'all, man, I love what y'all doing, man. Y'all keep it real, every day.
Hey, we appreciate you, my brother.
Okay, that was nice. To the point.
That's all you got?
Nah, man, I want to shout out myself. I might as well, since I'm on the biggest radio station in the world, man.
Okay, okay.
Shout out to Instagram, Jay Schizo, J-A-Y-S-K-I-T-S-O. Man, y'all follow me, man. You know, I'm with everybody that know me in the city, man.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
You, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey, Trav.
Hey, Yee. What's up, Char?
What up, sis? How you?
I'm doing good. Envy.
Yes, sir.
If anybody deserves a butt guard shirt, I think I deserve one.
Oh, yes.
Get him a butt guard shirt and stop playing, Envy.
Envy, people love your butt guard hoodie.
I don't even know where I got it from. Somebody sent it to the station, and I just wore it because I needed something to wear.
Well, whoever sent it to you is very excited about the publicity. They actually did leave a comment.
I don't think they were trying to get that butt guard, but you guys made
I think they are going to send some up here. We'll get you one, Trav.
And salute the Bang Bros. Yeah, Bang Bros is making a porno called Butt God, from what I heard, starring a beige DJ.
Yeah, it's going to be a series.
I heard that. I did. I'm serious. Gosh.
Yee, I also want to Gerard Wet Clues Bonds for you for your Gracie Award. Congratulations on that. You deserve it, boo.
Thank you, Trav.
I don't know who she is, but she can never be you, girl. She can never be you.
Oh, no. Stop it. No, listen, I appreciate that, though, and I want to congratulate all the women who also won Gracie's this year. I'm really excited about it. Thank you, Trav.
Yes, you're definitely welcome. And Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking about you, Char.
When are you not thinking about me, Trav?
That's when the bug guy shirt came out. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. But no, I actually asked my grandfather to pray for you, Charlamagne, and ask him to cover you, because that phone call last week with that Florida dude, he sounded like he wanted to shoot you.
Well, I don't live in Florida.
I know, but I just want you to be careful. You know, I just ask God to cover you and protect you.
Well, thank you,
if
sir.
If anybody's going to take you out, only let it be God. Don't let nobody else do it. Let God, Trav, you take him out.
Thank you, sir.
Trav?
All right, Trav. Bye.
Trav, wait, Trav.
He hung up on you, but God.
Yes.
You just going to pray for Charlamagne, not for me or ye?
I pray for all of y'all, but Charlamagne really need prayer.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Trav.
Thanks, Trav.
I am an anointed individual. That I know.
Annoying?
I am blessed, black, and highly favored. God walks with me in a different way.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. How are you?
Hey, Jessica. Jess.
Get it off your chest.
I listen to you guys every morning, but I need to get something off my chest this morning. I'm a nurse, and I love what I do. But I need to put on blast some of my night coworkers. They're just very unhappy people. Mm. And I just don't know why they would want to be nurses if they're that miserable.
Right. I can't stand being around unhappy people and people that complain about everything but don't do anything about it. If you're so unhappy, it's change your situation.
Even, you know what? It's just not even complaining. It's just the whole vibe. Like, they don't say hi. They're just not nice.
Have you ever thought that maybe it could be you? Maybe they're happy on another shift when you're not around?
She sounds happy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. It's like this 24-7, whether I'm there, not there. They're just always just an unhappy group of people, and that's putting it very nicely.
Well, you avoid the unhappy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
You have a good one. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jay from the A. What's up, baby?
Jay from the A, but I'm not gay.
No, I'm not, Charlamagne.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, man, y'all did a great job with that Garrett Owen interview yesterday, man, because everything he says is true. That movie, Trap House, was trash.
Well, listen, let's be clear. Gary Owen did a great job with Gary Owen, okay? Yeah, we have nothing to do with that.
Y'all set him up good, though, yo. Y'all did y'all part.
You don't like the trap? Well, I see people on social media saying the trap is funny, though.
It's funny because it's terrible. It's good and terrible.
It's good.
Wow. I saw Gary Owen the other day after the interview, and he said that at one point in the movie, you could see the camera person.
Lord have mercy.
That's crazy.
Yo, T.I. gonna have a fit with all of y'all.
$15,000 to make, I believe him.
Is Kodak Black paying y'all to say this about T.I.'s movie?
Kodak Black ain't paying nobody to say nothing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the movie, but I definitely want to watch
it. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
My goodness. All right, thank you, Jay from the A. Hello, who's this?
It's Tyrone from Boston.
Tyrone. What up, Tyrone?
What's going on, Boston, man? How y'all doing? How's everyone doing over there?
How are you, sir?
Oh, you calling from Boston?
Yeah, I'm calling from Boston. I gotta let you know what happened last night. I'm kind of heated.
What happened?
So Kodak was supposed to come to Boston yesterday. He played us. Let me unpack this, first of all.
Okay, I love this. I love when my therapist says this.
So, I'm a long time listener. I was really happy that y'all started this show. Kind of got heated when the Boston Syndicate picked it up.
Jamming 94.5.
Yeah, man. And then they turned it off. So I'm going to tell you all right now. Born and raised in Boston, and we're misrepresented out here, man. The morning show, when y'all play the morning show, I loved it. You know what I mean? But when they switched back to Ashley, it was corny.
Salute to Ashley. No, we love Ashley.
Aside from that,
that's
what was
the homie.
What was the issue?
It's bigger than that because if it's a representation. We're not represented out here.
Mm-hmm. Black people aren't represented in Boston.
Not much.
Yeah.
So when we had that show, we were happy. I had a lot of you, but when they took it off, it just told us, like, who was really running Boston. Whatever. So I bought tickets to go to Kodak Black. Jam 945 was sponsoring it. I bought meet and greet tickets for me and my girl. She wanted to meet him. Now, going to the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, we didn't really, it felt kind of weird. But, you know, we wanted to support people. We wanted to support our people. So we went. And when we got there, 4:30 in the afternoon, they told us, y'all got to wait. So we waited. We get in, it's like 5:30. We chilling. Everything's good. And then finally, we get a call saying, oh, he might not be coming. We're like, what?
Yeah, they can't find him. That's what they're saying. They can't find him. They say they don't know where he's at. They haven't seen him since Sunday.
Well, there's a tweet saying that they heard he got arrested.
Nobody seen Kodak Black since Sunday?
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
They whole crew was there. Everyone was there.
They said, they can't find him anywhere. His whole team was there and everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then how about this? So now the man is looking in the crowd trying to get young girls or whatever. I don't say, but girls, they're like, oh, you want to come to the back? So we're thinking like, oh, he's here now. You know, so we had the badges, whatever, so I go up to him, like, yo, my girl wants to take a picture of Kodak. He was like, all right, cash at me $200. I'm like,
what?
I was like, yo, yeah. I was like, I paid $200 for the tickets. VIP, he's like, I can't do nothing about that, but if you cash at me $200, he goes, I got 4 slots left. If you cash at me $200, I'll get her a picture right now.
Did you do it?
And I was so mad, I was like, nah. I'm
going to be honest with you, man. I'm not upset that your Kodak Black concert got canceled simply because, you know, I stand with T.I.
Oh, no.
And I stand with Lauren London, and I stand with Nipsey.
Because it really told the truth. It told me, like, who he is.
I'm good.
But people are concerned because they don't know where he is.
Yeah, right. I like Lil
they
Kodak.
They are concerned.
I like Lil Kodak and all his ignorance, and I don't think that he's something that you can just throw away. I think that he needs to be talked to, and I think that he can still be saved. So I would really wonder where Kodak is.
Yeah, I wonder where he's at, too. Yeah, thank you for calling,
I like Lil Kodak.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Now, you, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, now let's talk about Charlamagne. All right, Wendy Williams was discussing Charlamagne on her show yesterday. So let's see if these stories match up and what really happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Woo.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Kodak Black.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, looks like Kodak Black is missing. Now, one of our listeners from Boston did call this morning and say that he was upset. They bought tickets to a Kodak Black show and he never showed up. He was supposed to perform at the House of Blues in Boston, but they're saying fans waited for hours. Even Kodak Black's team was there and have no idea where he is. They said that they can't get in touch with him and they can't get in touch with people that were traveling with him. They do know the last time he performed was in Detroit on Saturday night. They said at some point between then and between Wednesday, he has gone off the radar.
I hope Lil Kodak got right. You know what I'm saying? He a young man. I think he got more sense than he acts like. And I hope his current behavior, you know, doesn't cause him to end up in jail or dead.
Yeah, I hope that's happened to him.
So I hope he's okay.
Now, I saw a couple of people on Twitter saying they heard he got arrested in Boston, but I don't know that that's true either. So,
but if Kodak Black got arrested, wouldn't people know? Wouldn't it be everywhere?
Wouldn't it be everywhere? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. So we'll keep you updated, though. Now, let's talk about Avengers Endgame.
Let's talk about it.
Well, some people don't want to talk about it. Some people are actually blocking anything dealing with Avengers, with Endgame on Twitter, because apparently 4 minutes of footage from the final chapter has leaked online.
I don't believe that.
It's definitely true. No. They actually had to issue out a whole statement about it.
Marvel did?
Yes.
It's 4 minutes. Does that matter that much?
They said it was recorded on an iPhone during what appeared to be a theatrical showing of the completed film. We don't know where the location was.
I heard they did one in Korea.
But they said there were some Arabic subtitles, so they're saying it had to be somewhere in the Middle East because of that. And they said the spoiler-heavy footage was uploaded to YouTube and Reddit and among other social media platforms, and Marvel Studios and everybody has set off alarms because of that. So
whoever did that is lame as hell. Why would you spoil that experience for the rest of us? Nobody cares about your little grainy 4-minute Avenger Endgame footage.
They involve some major revelations, though, from the end of the movie. So that's why people are on Twitter just kind of blocking out all of that. Woo!
I mean, that don't really bother me, though. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm the type of person that's always on websites like CBR and, you know, CB, and I'm just reading all of these different theories of things that could possibly happen in the movie, but I wouldn't watch that.
Well, here it says everyone died.
Everybody died in the first one.
Oh, I don't know. I just said that.
Half of it.
She just made it up.
I just made that up. I have no idea.
I did hear Thor dies, though.
Damn, spoiler.
I mean.
Now let's discuss Wendy Williams. Apparently, she's had to hire extra bodyguards on set. They're saying that she hired a personal security team because things had gotten so bad with Kevin that at one point he had to be restrained. That's her soon-to-be ex-husband. And she's allegedly just being extra cautious right now because he still is an executive producer, even though it's temporary and they're trying to work out whatever deal they have to work out for him to be gone permanently.
Yeah, it won't be much longer.
All right. They said things got so heated that he had to be restrained up there. Mm-mm-mm. In the meantime, though, it seems like she is living life. Everyone wants to take Wendy Williams on a date. She said DJ Boof asked her out.
Okay, Boof.
And then she got this phone call from another fan.
My phone rings again. It was Charlamagne. Charlamagne wanted to take me for dinner. So he says the night and he says the time, and I said, I can't go. I'm going out with Boof for dinner. Hold on. So Charlamagne says, well, I know Boof. Why don't we both take you out? So I've got a double date.
Wow, I'm clutching my pearls. That's
But that's not really a double date. A double date would be two couples.
Yeah, it's not a date at all. You know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
A
for me, someone who used, someone who used to be friends with Wendy, work with Wendy, and having a front row seat to a lot of the abuse I saw her endure. I'm just happy that she's finally free.
How was that phone call? Like when you called her, what did you say?
She said it was a 4-hour phone call you guys had.
She said that?
Yeah.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, she said she did so. She said we spoke for 4 hours.
Oh. Wow.
Mm. How was that call, Charlamagne?
We did speak on the phone for a very long time. I mean, it was just good for us to clear the air on a lot of things, and I wish her the best. She got a lot of healing to do, and I'm all about healing and letting go of toxic people in your life, and I think when you let go of toxic people in your life, that's a big step in loving yourself. So I hope she keeps going. And
what did y'all talk about?
I also know that in times like this, people need support and love, so I have no problem showing her support and letting her know I'm here if she needs me.
Where are you guys going to go to dinner?
I have no plans for dinner.
Chick-fil-A, probably. Who's paying?
I mean, I have a stern rule that if you go to dinner with somebody who has more money than you, they should pay.
But what if you ask them?
But you called her.
I have a stern rule that if I go to dinner with somebody who has more money than me, they have to pay. So I think it would be only right for her to pay. You know what I'm saying?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, Coca-Cola just came out with a brand new flavor. Yeah, you heard that right. They've now got Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero. Head to your closest retailer and try Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero today. Maybe take someone you love on a date and give them some Orange Vanilla Coke. Thanks, fam. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
And you better pay for her, man. You better pay for her.
Why would
that's
I do
the least
that?
You could do. Because you called her and invited her.
If you call someone and ask them on a date, you pay.
She has a net worth of $60 million.
But you asked her on a date. When
she's
you ask someone
stuff,
to go somewhere, you pay.
Yes, pay.
You pick the place
I did a mental wealth check. That's what I did. To see how her mental wealth is.
That's
all right.
Okay.
Well, you got to pay when you take out.
Her mental wealth is in need of healing. but her financial health is very strong, and so she can pay for dinner.
She's tired of paying for everything.
That's true.
You're right, okay. Yee. You know what, Yee? When you put it like that, Yee, you're right.
I'm tired of
God damn it, Yee, you're right.
I'm tired of buying cars and Chanel bags, jewelry for other people.
If me and Wendy go out, I will pay. You're right, Yee. You put it all in perspective for me. She is tired of paying for men. I get it,
Yee. Who's going to drive? Who's going to drive and whose car?
Can we get ready for front page news and we'll get more into this?
Depends what car she takes from Kev this week. You know what I'm saying? If she takes that Rolls Royce truck from Kev, I would love to ride in that one.
You are stupid, man. We got front page news next year.
Yes, now you're in Denver, Colorado, and the schools were closed out there yesterday, so we'll give you an update on the woman who was making all kinds of threats online.
All right, that's next. I'm broadcasting from the country station out here, Colorado's new country, 106.7 The Boo. Yahoo!
It's Brokeback Thursday.
He's stupid. See? He played too much. Man, front page news is next, y'all. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in basketball, the Celtics beat the Pacers last night 99-91. The Bucks beat the Pistons 120-99. The Rockets beat the Jazz 118-98. Now, also, the Nets play tonight.
Nets are playing tonight. It's game 3 right now. Their series is tied 1-1. Let's go.
You just promised me some courtside tickets, so
I said, would you mind whatever seats I give you? And you said, no, it's no problem.
She just promised me courtside tickets, so I'm just letting you guys know
if you
see me
DJ,
tonight.
You can really see the game up close.
Why don't you DJ the Nets?
They wanted me to DJ Saturday, but I can't make it. I'm doing a seminar in Detroit.
Well, then they can't make it with the tickets.
Real estate. Well, I'm doing something positive. Well, let's get into some front page news. What else are we talking about?
Well, Kodak Black, we told you earlier, and this is just breaking news, that he didn't show up for a show in Boston. We even had people calling up here upset about it because they bought tickets. It turns out he was arrested. Like I told y'all, I heard he was arrested, and they said he is still in custody. So he was traveling with at least 2 guns, and he got stopped when entering back into the United States from Canada.
Isn't he on probation?
Yeah, he's not allowed to be traveling with
that. He also said he got arrested
for criminal possession of a weapon and a misdemeanor possession of marijuana charge.
Here's the thing, man. Certain people, you just got to sit back and let life play out, because your retaliation will never be as good as what the universe has in store for them. There's always consequences to your actions, and this is Kodak, you know, experiencing the consequences of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing T.I. could have done to him that's going to be worse than what he's going to go through right now.
Now people from Boston can say, okay, so that's what happened. It's not like he just didn't show up.
But he's on probation too, right?
I just said that. Pay attention.
I didn't hear you say that.
It's Brokeback Thursday. You too busy wearing cowboy hats and throwing it back that you're not listening.
You like it.
Old Town Road out there. All right. that was weird. Let's talk about, you know, I was telling you guys yesterday about Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Dropping a clues bomb for Mayor Pete. That's my guy.
There are so many people protesting him. Somebody at a rally was yelling out, remember Sodom and Gomorrah.
What about it?
Right. So apparently there's other things happening now. There's other hecklers who are doing all kinds of things because of Mayor Pete's sexual orientation. I guess they have an issue with him being gay. And if you listen to this, there's a man who is dressed up as Satan, and there is a man on a cross who is dressed up as Jesus, and then there is somebody dressed up as Mayor Pete who is whipping the person on the cross dressed up as Jesus.
Yes, more blood, Peter. Every vote is a lash on the back of Christ.
Pay grade.
Your pay grade is going to be great. We have a place for you, Peter. You have no idea how important you are to us. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't get it. This sounds like a Bang Bros horror movie.
Just making anti-gay remarks and doing all kinds of things.
Bang Bros makes horror movies now?
What is wrong? I can't believe that people are still doing things like this.
Bang Bros makes horror movies now? I don't get it.
Bang Bros.
I don't even get what I just heard. You said somebody was dressed like Satan.
Yeah.
Somebody was dressed like Jesus. Somebody was dressed like Mayor Pete, and somebody was beating somebody?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
It's just anti-gay, so.
Mayor Pete's my guy. I don't know anything.
That accent was terrible, though. I didn't know that's.
Yeah, I don't. Where's Satan from?
I don't know what that voice was.
Where is Satan from? Mayor Pete is just, I like Mayor Pete. He's just a good dude. He's got great ideas.
Right.
This
is really disturbing.
If y'all care about who, you know, he going to bed with, that's on y'all. Y'all missing out on a good guy.
And in other disturbing news, they have confirmed that the woman, Sol Pais, the Florida high school student who was infatuated with the Columbine High School massacre, actually was found dead. Now, she had traveled from Florida to Denver, and yesterday schools were closed in the Denver area. It turns out that there was a website which they're not naming, and they said there were scanned handwritten journal entries from her. Wow. And some of those notes are barely legible, but there are some drawings of weapons and rifles and handguns, knives. One drawing she has on a trench coat figure, which is holding a weapon, and that person is rambling about feeling like they did not belong in this world or lived in a different dimension. Well, she apparently committed suicide. They said she appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They said at this point, it looks like she was alone and took her own life with the weapon that she procured.
Every time I hear about a mass shooting, the first thing I say is, why didn't that person just kill themselves first? And I don't want to see anybody do anything like that, but I would rather see one person gone than see multiple people gone.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
You know, well, I'm glad that one thing Denver jumped on, and I'm out in Denver now, and when they heard about this girl coming out here, they closed all the schools. They put extra security in the universities. They had extra police in the malls. So they were trying to prepare for that while they tried to find her. So Denver really prepared, and they took caution.
Okay. Yeah, and she clearly needed some investments in her mental wealth because clearly she had some issues that she had nobody to talk to about. Mm-hmm. And hurt people do hurt people, and hurt people want to hurt people. Just luckily in this situation, the only person she hurt was herself.
Right. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, now, when we come back, we have former Fox correspondent Ebony K. Williams joining us.
Yes, author,
pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. I love Ebony the homie.
And we're going to talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Our partner.
Ebony Williams. Welcome back.
What's up, y'all?
Good morning,
it's
Ebony.
It's so good to be with y'all.
How are you? Somebody says I'm black mixed with black.
Hey. It does, because I'm tired of that stupid-ass question.
Why?
What do you mix with? I always feel like it's this subtext when I get the question, right? Mm-hmm. It's this subtext, especially when men ask it, what do you mix with? And they have this look of hope and optimism. And then seriously, right? And what you're kind of trying to tell me underneath that disappointment is you found me attractive, mm-hmm. you found me feminine, you found me beautiful, you found me all these wonderful things, and you don't associate those things with black women.
Ooh. I would use that because, you know, for myself.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
They try to say I'm Dominican.
You are Dominican.
Yeah, I'm not Dominican. I'm black, see?
Shout out to all the Dominican brothers and sisters.
But you can be a black Dominican.
On black on black?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you black Dominican?
Because you can be that.
y'all have had this conversation.
Ebony, I'm black. I'm like you. I'm black. My mama black. My daddy black. I'm black.
Do you speak another language?
Yes.
Why? Because I'm attractive.
He can barely.
And I'm smart. I just can't be black.
He can barely speak English.
You got some AKA about you. I'm not gonna lie. Nah, you do. You can be an AKA.
Wait, what you have to say about AKA, Charlamagne?
He's pretty. He's beautiful.
Okay.
He's,
you better respect my sisterhood now. Uh-huh.
Now, I see here they gave us these notes. It says, no longer a Fox correspondent.
No.
You've been
what
off
happened?
That, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was actually breaking news that day. Charlamagne mm-hmm. and I did a talk at Viacom. What was that, back in December? Mm-hmm. And I just left. Yes, yeah. And nobody knew until we spoke about it. And I was just kind of like, listen, I don't have anything I'm necessarily walking to except for my purpose. And it just was time's up on Fox News for me.
So, Laura Ingraham, what are your thoughts on that? That's why I brought up the whole Fox thing anyway.
Okay. To understand Fox News, I'm going to tell y'all something. You have to understand a man by the name of Roger Ailes.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Roger Ailes is, look mm-hmm. him up. He is the founder and the visionary behind Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book. And in this book, this man very plainly, in plain sight, mm-hmm. says that he is forming a network to speak to one thing and one thing only. The demonizing of the other, okay? Mm. That is literally the purpose of why the network was founded. And in doing so, and I don't know what his beliefs are, but what he knew was it would be very profitable.
The fear of a black and brown planet is what drives all the messaging on Fox News.
It feels like a viable threat. And y'all know, y'all have asked mm-hmm. me about it. I said I went there because I felt I was going to be a savior of sorts.
So why'd you decide to leave? Because you never said that. Were you done with that fight and trying to change minds or...
Yeah, essentially, I think I have some level of affect envy. You know, I think I got letters that said I thought Black Lives Matter was a terrorist group and you helped me see otherwise. My favorite was my opportunity to talk to, what's the dude that did the voter suppression, Brian Kemp, down mm-hmm. in Georgia, you know, literally, you mm-hmm. know, stole votes away from Stacey yes. Abrams. So I'm proud of those abilities. But to your question, mm-hmm. why did I leave? Because once I did that Trump docket, which I think was one of the things that first brought me to the show, to the Breakfast Club here, where I called out the president for his cowardly mm-hmm. response to Charlottesville. Talked about the devaluation of white supremacy in this country and how instead of being afraid of that, Trump is actually positioned to normalize some of those fears and calm them. So people didn't like that.
You've been getting death threats ever since.
Right. And more to what we do as storytellers and mm-hmm. broadcasters, I'm not able to have impact. They could not hear me. It's one thing when I show up looking like I look, which I think is intentionally palatable to their audience. Like, okay, I can get with her. She's black, but she doesn't seem that black to me optically.
And you're pretty. Pretty transcends
pretty helps,
everything.
Pretty helps a lot. When you're talking about the stuff I was talking about on Fox, being pretty and palatable was a part of my strategy. But when I said it plain, like I said it that day on that docket about Trump, the audience could no longer hear me. Thus, I'm no longer being able to be any kind of effective. Mm-hmm. Thus, it's time for me to move on.
When we went on Fox News a few weeks ago, our people on social media, when they saw the clip, they was loving it. But the people who actually watch Fox News all the time,
y'all's mentions were messed
killing
up,
us.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
I know y'all are interviewing me, but I want to know from y'all, how did it feel to be on Fox News?
I mean, we were here in our studio, so I think, and it was, you know, via Skype, so it didn't feel too crazy because it's not like we were in there.
Oh, you didn't read the you didn't read your mentions?
But I did read my mentions. Yes, I got called, like, you know, unintelligent, well, not even unintelligent, but like stupid, ignorant. But it was by people who couldn't spell either.
Right.
You know, so
right.
I was kind of like, well, you know.
They just kept calling me racist.
Yeah, racist.
Charlamagne's a known, notorious racist.
Notorious racist.
The headlines to me were funny afterward. You know, like, what matters to the Democrats? Weed.
Because y'all are the Democrats.
Yeah. And it kind of was a weird headline to minimize what matters to Democrats. Right. But
they asked us to come back, but I'm not with it.
No.
I'm
no?
Cool.
You wouldn't go back? Not
I
in that
probably
context?
Would. Yeah, just not. I wasn't in a rush to go right back. Like, they wanted us to come back on somebody's afternoon show. But
so, Ebony, what's next for you?
What is next for me? As a young black female gifted in law and politics and the things I do, I want to, whether it's radio, whether it's writing another book, whether it's television, docuseries, be able to make people feel empowered around these issues. Because I think particularly for the black community, criminal justice system, the system I'll call it, is an intentionally complex and misunderstood thing. And, and its consequences, as we all know in this room, they're life or death. So if I can use my skill set, my gifts, the privilege I've had, to use your word, Char, to go to law school and be in these spaces and be in these back rooms with prosecutors and police officers and judges and other fellow defense lawyers and show people the system's messed up. I support and love everybody working tirelessly to change the system. But in the meantime, these are the tools to help you better navigate these situations. So I want to, you know, really root my work and how to make life better for my people.
All right, we have more with Miss Ebony K. Williams, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have former Fox correspondent Ebony K. Williams in the building. Charlamagne?
So, Jussie Smollett, are you defending or prosecuting him?
I'm going to just tell you the truth about it.
Okay.
I have no retainer, Charlamagne.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just going to tell you the truth about it. Y'all remember last time I was here, I spoke a bit about deferred prosecution, right? My legal eyes tell me, based off of the way I saw that play out publicly, that was what we call an off-the-books deferred prosecution. Meaning, the facts probably leaned towards some wrongdoing on the part of Mr. Smollett, likely. But when... And this is real important for everybody to understand, y'all. People assume that law enforcement, meaning police departments and sheriff's departments and DA offices, are aligned, right? Mm-hmm. They think of them as one and the same. They call the whole damn thing law enforcement.
That's assumed.
That's assumed. Okay, that's wrong as hell. What people need to understand is that they are two separate entities. Sometimes their interests are aligned. That's true. And most of the time, they're actually not. Why? Prosecutor offices, DAs, state's attorneys, attorney general's offices, those are political offices. Those people are normally elected, and they have, what, political interests. Mm-hmm. Not knocking them at all, but that's you have to understand that they have other considerations. Law enforcement offices, like police departments, they're there to only enforce the law. So therefore, what happened in this case? You got a police officer's department that said, we're gonna make an example out of him.
Right.
You know, you wasted our resources, you wasted our time, we feel a way about it, which is why there's a, what, $100,000 outstanding lawsuit for them to
and it was a high profile case for them as well, so
they're embarrassed
wise.
So they're embarrassed that their office looks a fool, and they feel a way about that because in their minds, we weren't wrong just because, you know, Kim Fox and Cook County DA's office decided not to move forward prosecution for their own reasoning. So that's why I call it off the books defer. What does that look like? Well, we know Jussie did community service hours, right? That's normally a way to earn a dismissal. He did not get his posted bond back. That's an indication of something, okay? Because normally, factually innocent people do. And also, if you're my client and you actually are innocent, here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually move forward with a declaration of innocence. You could be found not guilty, your case ultimately dismissed. But there's still going to be an outstanding question for a lot of people in their mind. Mm-hmm. Well, you still was arrested. Yeah. You still was charged. I don't know how you got it dismissed. I don't know if they, what do they call it, technical issues.
Right.
That's a bunch of bullshit. If you're factually innocent, I always like to move forward with a declaration by the courts of innocence. Absent that, it's too much ambiguity. So that's what I my legal mind tells me probably happened there. Some type of deferred, you know, wasn't worth documenting, wasn't worth going before the courts. And I can understand he was grossly overcharged to begin with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That should have never happened. They played themselves.
Right.
And then they got strong-armed.
So if they
would have
asked for
office.
If they would have had lesser charges, mm-hmm. then perhaps he would have gotten prosecuted.
Yeah, or he probably would have gone through traditional deferred mm-hmm. prosecution.
You know what somebody said that they didn't want to spend the money to prosecute him when there's so many other cases. In most cases like that, it would have been the same way.
And
it
he probably has
service,
no other.
It would have been reduced and it would have kept it moving.
That's the best damn point. Mm-hmm. We only made a big deal out of that because he's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. He's,
right.
You know, we know him. That happens every day in course of law. People, maybe they did it, maybe they didn't. But what it's not worth are the resources and the political exposure.
And it's not like he had a record before that either.
First time offender, dumbass, not, you know, the only victim, the violent victim was yourself. Yeah. You know, I mean, well, you know, what are we really talking about?
Right.
So
that's why I wish you would just shut up.
Yeah, just be quiet now.
Be quiet.
Be quiet now. It's dismissed. It's over. Go ahead and shoot a new pilot.
Would you have told him to pay the city the $130,000?
I would have told him to pay it, and what I would have done, the lawyer that I like to, I used to be, I would say pay it, and a part of the agreement is an NDA. You know, we part of the agreement, we're going to pay you your money back, and you're going to no longer talk about this case in the press.
What do you think about Kim K being an attorney? You know, she announced that she wants to go to law school.
She's coming in your field, Ab.
She coming for me.
Steady under you.
She coming for me, Char. Mm-hmm. You know, first statement on that, I welcome any and everybody, black, white, other male, female, to come join the forces of advocacy and fighting a good fight. She did not say she wanted to go to law school, though, Envy, and that's my issue. What she said was she does not. She wants to circumvent classical legal education.
But they said you can do that in California.
You can do it, but let's look at California bar passage rates, which are by far the low. They're about 40%. They low as hell. They lower than any other state in the country, almost by half. Mm-hmm. And that is because two things are happening. You got some individuals doing what you're talking about, Angela, circumventing law school, getting an apprenticeship, and just saying, I'm going to just take a random-ass bar exam and not really know what I'm talking about. Or you go into uncredited law schools, which is a hustle. And so you're not prepared.
She should go to school.
And legal experience. She should go to school. Mm-hmm. Angela, if she said, I want to do this the right way. I want to do this in a way that honors precedents and statutes and all the things that are going to be required of me if I'm really in that courtroom. And when it really hit the fan, I got all the tools in my tool belt to be the advocate my client deserves. I support it all day.
That's a classy way of Ebony saying, I don't respect that.
I don't respect that. I don't respect nobody circumventing. It's no shortcut.
From your legal perspective, let's talk about the Nipsey Hussle situation. Mm. The man who's in jail right now, he's being represented, Eric Holder, he's being represented by...
Isn't that so unfortunate?
Chris
Darden. His name, but no, I hate that his name is Eric Holder just because
right. I know.
I have a deep affection for our former Attorney General Eric Holder.
So let's talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. Why would Chris Darden represent Eric Holder? What would be your thoughts on that? Because we all know him from being part of the OJ trial.
Why would he not, is my question, Angela? Because here's the thing, y'all, we can't pick and choose who gets justice in this country and who doesn't.
Now, you can't pick and choose who you want to represent.
Most lawyers that I know and respect would tell you that's unethical. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Sixth Amendment of our Constitution tells us that every last citizen has a right to a defense. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should demonize people that choose to do that. I really don't. And I want to make another point, y'all. Relationships. What did Chris Darden used to do? You already said it, Angela. He was known as a high-profile prosecutor from the OJ trial.
So he knows the judges. He knows.
Most good defense lawyers are former prosecutors, including the late, great Johnny Cochran. Where did he come from? That same damn L.A. District Attorney's office. Mm. And we celebrate Johnny. So is that what we're doing now? Are we picking and choosing who we celebrate as zealous defense advocates based off of whether or not we like who they're representing? I think that's a dangerous precedent.
I think everybody has the right to an attorney. I think in cases like Chris Darden, for me, it's like we see the video. Mm-hmm. We saw this guy kill Nipsey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would he even try to get him off?
Okay, but how do we know he's trying to get him off? I think we make assumptions.
He's trying to cut a deal.
Ooh.
That's okay. What my legal lens tells me. But Chris Darden, you know, is a good example, though, y'all, of why when I just want to give some real just practical tips, right? Mm-hmm. You out there, you facing anything from DUI to mass murder. You want to have a relationship with your attorney. You want to make sure that your attorney has a relationship, because the best thing I can do for you at the defense table is have a good relationship with who? That DA across the table from me and that judge, whoever he or she is up there on the bench. I've even talked my client into a dismissal.
Wow.
Swear to God, just by having a conversation with the law enforcement officer. You know why? Because your case is as good as my credibility.
All right, we have more with Ebony K. Williams. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have former Fox correspondent Ebony K. Williams here. Charlamagne?
You know, last time you were here, and this clip actually went viral again, but you spoke on legislation being changed in order to ensure police get prosecuted for the shooting of unarmed black and brown people in this country. So how do we put that on the table for presidential candidates in 2020? Because you were right.
Thank you.
You were absolutely right in the Stephon Clark situation.
When I tell you, I hate to say I told you so, but of course I had to tell y'all, and I appreciate y'all for acknowledging that we had that conversation here a year in advance of that tragic outcome. So how do we put it on the table? We have to say, as a collective voice, and the collective part's critical. So we have to say, listen, we have no problem with law enforcement. Because when we start, I'm just being honest with y'all. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people feel a way about cops. I feel a way about some cops. Real. But we will not be effective because their lobbying forces are too strong. So we have to make it palatable in the sense that we say, we understand most cops, some cops are good cops. But y'all know, one bad apple spoils a bunch. Mm-hmm. And y'all got some bad damn apples. Mm-hmm. So how do we protect the good cops by collectively eradicating the bad cops? To me, that's the framework. You position the legislation to say it's no longer going to be a free-for-all that you can just claim any old damn action gave you reasonable fear and now you're justified in killing a 17-year-old black boy. That is not only dangerous to our community. What if the argument is that becomes dangerous to law enforcement? And I've had that conversation, y'all, with black law enforcement leaders. You know, they can get with that. They can say, you know what? If that kind of legislation, if defining what reasonable fear requires, if putting some words to that makes my officers safer, I'm with it. Mm. So that's what it would have to look like. And I think we can put it on the table to Soar, Kamala Harris, to Biden, to all the rest of them.
I was going to ask you about your Soar, because I like Kamala Harris a lot.
And she's been here a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But people hold her past as a prosecutor against her. You think that's fair?
I think accountability is fair. Mm-hmm. Everybody, but especially your people, have a right to ask questions and understand how you use that power for our benefit. But I think then we also have a responsibility to listen. I see a lot on social media, you know, the fact that she ever stepped foot in a prosecutor's office is enough for some people to say off with a head. And I think we have to be mindful around that, because I can tell you as a defense lawyer, you know, sitting on the table with all of our people every day in the courtroom, I would rather see Kamala over there than Jeff Sessions.
Word.
So what you need to realize, our people, somebody gonna be over there. Always. So who do you want over there? Mm-hmm. And if we demonize that space for people that look like us to the extent I've seen us do, particularly recently, we put ourselves in a dangerous position.
Tell us about the Power Within Tour to inspire inner city youth to follow their dreams.
Oh, yeah. So that started with some former colleagues of mine. They're still at Fox, both Richard Fowler and my young brother, Gianno Caldwell. So y'all know how Fox used to and still loves to talk about Chicago. Mm-hmm. Chicago's black-on-black crime, Chicago's most dangerous, domestic terrorism, da da da. So I'm like, let me go check out Chicago. And I wanted to go see how I could be effective. We went to churches, we went to schools, public magnet.
Charter.
And we had conversations with the kids, but we started our conversations with the principals, with the teachers. One principal said he had lost 6 students in a year. Mm. We talked to social workers. One sister was like, Ebony, I wish I could be here every day, but the budget cuts make it so that I can only come to this school once a week. Mm. This school had damn near 3,000 kids. What's once a week? You know, and so what we took from it was it's a crisis, but it really is starting, to me, in the educational institutions. Like, you don't just end up in jail. That process starts really early on. So with the Power Within Tour, we were speaking to the students primarily about how to empower themselves, how to not believe the story that America and Fox News in particular at the time was telling them about themselves. Y'all, narrative is important. The stories we tell ourselves, the stories we tell our children, the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, they matter. And I saw some hope on some of those kids' faces in a different way.
And I love that. And representation matters so much. Like, I did go to Chicago also to go talk to the kids in the school. And I think they need more of that. Like, they need to see people come in who are successful, who look like them, who can be inspirational to them so that they have these things they can look forward to.
Angela, you're so right. The representation is important. And when they connect with the likes of people like us in this room, it changes things. At least they got one person. Sometimes it just takes that one person. We can't assume everybody has a parent.
They just need hope and opportunity.
I say that, Charlamagne, so much. I'm so not smarter or more talented than any damn kid I ever worked with. But I was given a different kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. My mom, Gloria, made sure. And she was like, because y'all not going to shut my daughter out. I may not have the resources. We may not be in private school. I was in public school, you know, but it was a magnet. It was a school for the arts. I'll share this quickly. I didn't get in. It was a lottery system in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. And my mom said, bull. So she convened a meeting with the then superintendent. And she had made a little resume, had some white out on it, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what she had. Pictures, you know, all this stuff, piano recital clippings, ballet pictures. And my mom told her, she said, listen, if y'all gonna have a school for the arts, for kids to have talent and ambition, and you don't let my daughter in, you might as well not have it. You might as well not have this school.
Wow, mom.
And no,
she shut this school down.
Damn.
So y'all want to know where I get my zealous advocacy skills from?
Mama.
Gloria.
You
know, self-trained, okay? Mm-hmm. So yeah, and they made a space for me. And I went 6 through 12 at Northwest School of the Arts and afforded me the opportunity to go to Chapel Hill at 16 on a full academic scholarship. And that, seriously though, everybody listening, if you don't have a Gloria in your life, it don't have to be your mom. It could be a teacher. It could be a mentor. It could be Angela Yee. It could be Envy Shar. I will absolutely and have been and will continue to be glorious for young people. You know what I mean? Seriously, because this is the collective that it takes. Like, this is where my kind of small government political lean comes from. Because I'm not waiting on them to save us, y'all.
Yeah, we're.
I'm not waiting on them to save us.
We all need.
And I could, you know, really cry about it because... If we do what my mom did and we each do that for one other kid, that's the collective change.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for joining us.
Yeah, man. Tell them where to follow you at.
Thank you. Ebony K. Williams on Twitter, Ebony K. Williams on Instagram. And check out my website. I try to make sure that that's fresh. I'll have this content out there.
And still get that book Pretty Powerful if you haven't gotten it
Thank you, Angela.
I love
Angela,
Ebony, man. Her voice is necessary.
And Angela, I want to congratulate you on your Gracie because you're representing us as young black people, people of color in a space where we're not. And I love it and it's important. Also, you showed up for me as a sister. I hosted an event to celebrate women and we had a wonderful conversation about femininity as strength. And you exemplify that daily. And I want to tell you as a peer mentor, I love you for it. I respect you for it. And just keep shining. Envy.
Thank you, Ebony.
Yeah, you weren't here the last time. It's an excused absence because you were in Africa. When I was on the show. Yeah.
It's an excused absence.
Pretending to be black.
Excused absence. Stop, Char. See, you messing up the collective all damn ready.
You're right.
And Charlamagne, of course, you know how I feel about you. Nobody can't talk about Charlamagne to me because despite what anybody has to say, you are a person who has been a man to your word. You leverage your platform to make sure that this platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me. You know, makes space for somebody like Angela Rye. Makes space for somebody like Simone Sanders. It makes space for people that are talking about things that are really going to shift the community and have the movement. And it's, y'all still have fun. Y'all still have the high A-list celebrities. But y'all don't have to necessarily do this kind of interview, but you do. And I want to thank you for it.
Stop, you made me cry, man. Love you, Eb.
Love you. Love you, Char. Right. Love you, Ann.
Thank you.
Love you, Ange.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Time Magazine.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Time Magazine put out their annual list of the 100 most influential people. One thing that people are noticing immediately is that there are no hip-hop artists on the list at all this year.
Well, then that list is trashed, then, because there's nothing more influential than hip-hop and hip-hop culture.
Like, how does, like, a Cardi B not make the list? How does Jay-Z not make the list? I don't understand that. Childish Gambino, how does he not make the list?
Beyonce.
But some people that did make the list are Ariana Grande,
Boo.
Khalid, Taylor Swift, Lady
Boo.
Gaga.
Boo. No, I like Gaga. She's a mental health.
You don't like Ariana Grande?
I mean, not really. I don't
Khalid
care.
Is dope, too.
Yeah, you don't like Khalid?
Khalid is dope.
I like Khalid.
All right, well, other people that made the list are Dwayne Johnson, Mahershala Ali, Regina King.
Okay.
Rami Malek, who was in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which he did a great job in that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made the list as well. LeBron made the list, and he's one of the people that made the list for four times.
What about Kevin Hart?
Let me see. Do I see Kevin Hart?
I already know hip-hop artists on there, but Taylor Swift is on there. Y'all ain't tired of Taylor Swift?
I mean, I don't really listen and pay that much attention to
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
influence, you know what she influences me to do? Turn the TV whenever I see her pop up on it.
But Michelle Obama's on the list as well. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods made the list. Gail King made the list.
Okay.
All right, so LeBron is on there for the fourth time, and that list is in his 16th year. So other people who have been on the list four times include George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, and George Clooney.
How do they define influential? I would like to know that as well, too.
Well, there's different categories. So there's the pioneers category, the artists, leaders, there's icons, and there's titans. So those are the different categories that you can be listed in. But a lot of that, like for LeBron, it's a lot of having to do with what he does off the court. And that's for being recognized for things like opening up his I Promise School and the documentaries that he's been doing and his foundation work. Nancy Pelosi made it. She's the House Speaker.
No dispute on LeBron at all. No dispute on that's it.
Jay-Z definitely should be on that list, hands down.
Yeah, I'm confused because
Meek Mill should be on that list.
Influence that people have had, but you know they talk about positive messages, about self confidence, and all of that.
Is Van Jones on the list? He should be on
that. That full list is available online. I don't see him on the list.
See what I'm saying?
But 100 people. I mean, there's some people.
Did you say Kaepernick? Is Kaepernick on the list?
I don't see him on the list this year. Brett Kavanaugh made the list, which was weird to me.
Man, stop, man.
I promise you.
Brett Kavanaugh is on the Times 100 Most Influential People list.
Yes, I'm confused about that one.
Y'all keep letting these white people tell y'all what's influential.
You know who did make the list? Ninja.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, he should be on the list. He's a video game kid.
He does all the dances and everything. Remember,
they don't have no hip-hop artists?
No.
No hip-hop
artists.
This
is disrespectful, man.
All right, now let's talk about...
The Breakfast Club is not on the list?
No.
Shut up.
Let's talk about Ciara.
Brett Kavanaugh over the Breakfast Club.
Ciara was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and we told you about Russell Wilson being the highest paid NFL player right now. And so here's what she had to say about her prayers to actually get with Russell Wilson.
As a single person, I really want to know, what was your exact prayer to get Russell Wilson?
I have to say, I definitely said a prayer. All I have to say is, I think that when you're going through the transition with love and trying to figure it out in life, you got to be specific and you got to reflect on the journey prior. And for me, I will talk more about, you know, all the things that I said, but I was very specific about what I didn't want.
Sierra ain't sharing nothing with y'all.
she like,
go buy your own goddamn sage. All right?
and it is important to know the things that you don't want sometimes as you get prepared to be with the right person. No, what you don't want is just as important as knowing what you do want. Now, here's what else she had to say about them not having sex until marriage.
We dated for a year. Well, yeah, a year. We were engaged within a year.
And you didn't sleep together that whole time?
We held it down. We prayed. We encouraged each other.
Good for you.
It's not easy.
First of all, define we held it down. What does that mean?
Right? Kinky, man. You're very kinky this morning.
No, you can't go from we held it down to we prayed. What does we held it down mean?
It means they weren't doing anything. No sex until marriage.
Yes, but what else were y'all doing? Oral?
Why are you asking all of their business? They're a married couple now.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why do I always get bleeped?
Because you say things you know you're not supposed to say.
You can't say things you're not supposed to say.
Relax over there, Peggy.
You need to take that training again.
Hey, was it pegging?
Okay, you
I'm
tell
just
us.
Saying.
You know the look.
Is pegging kind of sex?
Yes.
If you're trying to abstain from sex and you peg.
Mm-hmm. You tell us. Do you consider it sex?
Do you, Mr. 9.5-inch dildo? Don't think we forgot about you either, okay?
I'm not the only person. Monster?
I'm not the only person on here who gets peg rumors.
Okay, let's talk about Kodak Black. We told you earlier he didn't show up for a show in Boston. People were very upset. Well, it turns out he was arrested on weapons and drugs charges. That's because he was at the border trying to get back to the United States from Canada. They said it was criminal possession of a weapon, which is a second-degree felony, and misdemeanor possession of marijuana. So he's now being held. It's a $20,000 cash bond or $40,000 bond. So,
The thing about Kodak, and like I said, I hope that he grows and he evolves. But when you put out the kind of energy he puts out, then things like that happen.
That's just is what it is. That's why it's not even pointless to even go back and forth with somebody like that, because eventually he'll self-destruct and he'll learn to err in his ways.
Somebody must not have told him and gave him a heads up about the border at Canada and how you don't mess with Canada.
By the way, all those guys went through this. Like, when we talk about, I know y'all love the new Gucci man and y'all love the new T.I., but you need to go back like 10, 15 years ago when all of them were wilding too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they all grew and they all evolved, all right? They was in and out of jail, getting caught with guns, wilding just like them young boys. Sometimes you just got to be patient and give people a chance to grow. Sad part is some of these kids don't get a chance to grow because they end up in jail for a long time or dead.
Okay, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Yee. No Hey Fam, we good?
That's it, we're good.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who you giving that donkey to?
We need to talk about the new face of domestic terrorism in America, and the new face of domestic terrorism in America is turtles.
Turtles?
I like turtles.
Turtles.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, there are no winners. But it's the people in the car or truck who really, really lose. Stop. Trains can't.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 18th, goes to a 61-year-old Florida man named Thomas Devaney Lane. Now listen, what does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. There is no debate about this. Now, once again, you have two types of people in Florida. The ones who don't think anybody from Florida is crazy at all and get offended when I say that. And then the ones who know Florida is crazy as hell and they just accept their fate. Stacy, who called here a couple weeks ago who wanted to kill me, he's one of the people who gets offended when I call Florida crazy. Remember, Stacy? He was hot.
We ain't crazy in Florida, bro. You reporting that you see on the news and that ain't right.
Okay. All right, Stacey. I'm just out here reporting things that I see on the news, but they ain't right. Well, listen, Stacey, once again, there's more than enough evidence to prove that Florida is indeed crazy, okay? I come in here every day and get presented stories from the news that prove my point. And today is no different because Thomas Lane was arrested for disturbing the peace. Now, this is ironic, being that the whole state of Florida disturbs the peace of the rest of America. So if you are a Floridian in Florida and you get arrested for disturbing the peace, you must really be raising hell. Thomas Lane is a self-proclaimed saint. Now, what is a saint? A person acknowledged as holy or virtuous and typically regarded as being in heaven after death. That has nothing to do with anything that I'm about to say. So authorities received multiple calls about a man who was disturbing the peace at several businesses, screaming that he was indeed a saint and he had a whole army that was going to destroy everyone. He actually told a 911 operator that any responding officers need to leave now or they will all be sorry they effed with the saint. And if you eff with the saint, my army will destroy the whole city. Now, you got to take threats like this serious in 2019. A man says he has a whole army. All right. He may really have a whole army. And Thomas Lane really did have a whole army. Let's go to CBS 4 Miami for the report, please.
Police say this Florida man warned them that his turtle army would destroy them. Mm-hmm. Officers in Brevard County say they received 7 calls about a man disturbing the peace at 3 different locations. At one point, they say 61-year-old Thomas Devaney Lane walked into the police station, yelled at the dispatcher, and pounded on the walls and glass, according to the arrest report. He left, but then called the dispatcher from a nearby 7-Eleven and told them that they would be sorry they messed with, quote, the saint. When they came to pick him up, Lane reportedly refused to get out of the car, yelled obscenities, and told them his turtle army would destroy them, saying they would see what would happen in an hour. Lane is now facing multiple charges of breaching the peace, misusing 911, and resisting an officer.
His turtle army.
Sounds like a horror movie like The Birds, but the turtle version.
Took them a whole hour. That's actually some fast turtles if they can get it done in an hour, but Florida not playing, y'all. Okay? Y'all worried about white militia groups when the real enemy is green militia groups led by white people, all right? Thomas Lane is no master splinter. He doesn't have a team of heroes in a half shell.
Nope.
This ain't them. Nah, babe. Nope. Always turtle power, but ain't no Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael protecting the city from danger. He has a team of villains in a half shell that are here to bring danger to the city, okay? Thomas Lane wants all the smoke. What is America doing to protect us from these kind of domestic terrorists in the form of tortoises? All right, terror has a name in America, ladies and gentlemen, and the name is Cecil the Turtle, okay? Don't let Cecil the Turtle fool you. If you don't think turtles can be a threat, then play Super Mario Brothers.
Give them some pizza.
No, those are the good turtles. The good turtles like pizza. The bad turtles just want smoke. That's how they get fed, all right? I got the mini Nintendo hooked up at the house right now. All right, all of y'all will take Thomas's threats more seriously if you go to war with the Koopa Troopers. All right, you want that smoke with Bowser and his gang of Koopa Troopers? Nah, you don't. All right, step on one of those turtles. They go into their shell for a little while, kick one, turn your back. They bump into a pipe, bounce back, and kill you. All right, now Thomas was arrested and charged with disturbing the peace, resisting arrest without violence, and misusing 911. He was released on bail, and when Thomas was asked to make a comment on threatening the city with crushing Squirt from Finding Nemo, he said this.
I like turtles.
Please give Thomas Lane the sweet sounds and the hammer tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Crazy in America, y'all. I'm telling you. Green militias led by white people. That's not what we want.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. And if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yi right now. She'll help you with all your problems. The number again is 800-585-1051. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
My name is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, my question is, I have just ended a 12-year relationship. I have two children with this guy, and he is incarcerated for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And the reason we broke up, it's a number of reasons, but the most one of them all is what he did and why he wound himself in jail. He's just kind of like guilt-tripping me into feel like I should be with him, or because of what we've been through, the kids, So it's just like, what am I supposed to do, or how do I let him know that my answer is my answer? No, I don't want to be with you anymore. He did propose to me that last year. We were supposed to get married this year in June. It's not happening due to what's going on. And it's just like he doesn't get it, or he just won't let me go. And I don't know. Like, I want to be happy. I'm trying to enjoy myself, enjoy my life, my kids. But it's just like every other day, oh, when I get home, we gonna be together. Like, you can be there for your kids. I'm not saying that I don't want him to be a part of his kids life, but I don't want to be with him like that anymore.
I feel you. Brittany, let me tell you something. It's a big mistake when we feel guilty that somebody goes to jail, because this happened to me before. I was breaking up with somebody. They ended up going to jail, and then you feel like, I got to stay because I'm not loyal if I don't. If I was going to break up with you before you went to jail, I'm not going to stay just because you went to jail. That was a terrible decision that I made.
He already broke up before he went.
Right.
I don't know why he won't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to stop talking to him every other day.
Okay, that I did. Talking to him, even for the kids. Like, his mother just had our kids last weekend, and he blew me up the entire time. And his mom needs to ask, well, why are you calling her? And the kids are here.
Right.
He didn't have an answer.
Exactly. So you need to do that. Even if the kids can talk when he calls his mom and the kids are there, let him talk to them at that point. You know, if he calls and he wants to talk to the kids, put them on the phone. But you don't even need to be having extra conversation with him.
I understand that. I do feel that.
You know, and I understand it probably weighs on you because you're like, well, we have kids together. Am I a good person?
We've been together since we were 18.
But,
and he pretty much doesn't have anybody. And that's another reason why he know I feel bad.
Right. Well, he put himself in that situation, unfortunately, and you already weren't. And you already weren't with him. And it's really selfish of him and not fair of him to do this to you.
I thank you so much for at least making me feel better, because it's like an ongoing everyday thing. I don't know what to say or who to talk to.
Right. It's not fair of him. It's not fair for him to do this to you while you're out here doing what you're supposed to do, raising the kids. And you got to live your life. And part of that is, how are you going to be open to find the right person when you have this burden on you?
You know what? I have so many people tell me, well, this is the time he needs you most. You know, I was pregnant when he went to jail, and I lost my child during this time. So I needed him at the same time.
Yeah.
Everybody's just looking at me like, well, you wrong. You don't leave him like he's down, or don't kick like. I'm not.
Brittany, sometimes you got to do things and put yourself first. And this looks like a situation where this got to be about you. And in the long run, it'll be better for both of you to cut those ties. Now, why drag out something that's not going to work anyway?
I don't know. I this is what I'm asking. I've asked plenty of times. Everybody just seems like, oh, well, you guys been doing it for years. But this is the thing. It's the same. This isn't the first time he's went to jail and I done bailed him out. I'm tired.
Right. You've done enough. And listen, forget what everybody else has to say. It's not their business. It's you. Stop worrying about everybody else. Do what you want to do. Who cares?
Definitely right.
All them same people telling you that you have to stay, they the left too.
Say it again.
Exactly.
That's right. Say it again for the people in the back.
All of those people that tell you to stay.
On the side and in the middle. This is my life. Like, I'm so glad I got to talk to you. Not that you're a therapist, but I listen to you like when people ask you good questions, and sometimes it's revolving regular life, my life, anybody's life.
Well, good, Brittany. Now go out there and live your life, girl.
I'm doing it now. After I drop my baby off at school, I will be living life.
All right, thank you. Check back in with me, too. I'd love to hear how you progress, but it looks like you're in a good mood right now. Don't let this bring you down.
I am taking my baby to school. This is what I enjoy, so... You have a great day, Yee, and thank you for answering me. You, Charlamagne, and everybody else in the studio, DJ Envy.
What's up?
Charlamagne, I love you.
I love you back.
Okay, thanks, Britt.
You guys have a great one.
You too. All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. What's your problem? You sound pretty sad this morning.
I don't mean to sound so sad. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just had a question for Yee.
Okay.
I've been dating a gentleman for about 6 years. 4 years were on and off. These last 2 years have been definitely steady between us. But within these 2 years, he was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
He did, you know, by the grace of God, get out of this coma. He's well now. But during this time, I found out that he had another relationship.
Woo!
Yes, so...
Why you ain't put him back in a coma?
That was definitely a thought.
How did he even get into a coma?
One day we were hanging out, and I dropped him off home, so I thought he went out with a friend and didn't make it back home. I'm not sure what the real details was, but he was shot 5 times.
Yikes.
Whoa. Okay. Now, when he was in this relationship with someone else, was it during an off time, or were you still together?
This was kind of during the time we were, you know, dating on and off during mm-hmm. those 4 years.
Okay.
And since then, he says that he's ceased that relationship. And mm-hmm. I do feel like within these last 2 years, we have definitely gotten closer. Things have gotten a lot better. I've let him meet my children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things seem to be moving. But a part of me still feels apart from him, like there's something missing.
Okay. And is it because of you finding out about that relationship that you're not over that?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
And what does he say when you bring that up to him?
You know, it's just, don't worry. You know, I made a mistake. We're past that. You know, let's kind of just move on.
My thing is this, right? If I've agreed to be with somebody, you have to let things that happened in the past go, especially if y'all have discussed it. If you still have questions you need to ask him, then you need to ask him those questions, let him answer them. And if you want to be with him and give it your all, then you have to give it your all. Which means that sometimes we only put a little bit of ourselves into a relationship because we're trying to protect our own self and we're still hurting from something that happened in the past. In that case, you don't need to be together at this time. But if you feel like this is who I want to be with, I love him, I want to make an effort, you have to really make an effort.
Okay.
So you have to determine that. It seems like you just are still feeling insecure about the time in the relationship when he had someone else. And is he cooperative when he answers those questions? Like, does he tell you everything that you need to know? Because that's important.
Very cooperative. I think a lot of it is because I already have 2 children and I have 2 different baby fathers. My kids are 6 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
So just when I thought, you know, I'm making the right decisions for my life and for my children, I feel like I'm running into a brick road of, you know, attracting the same thing. And I don't want that. And I do feel like this is different, but also that, you know, part of me, because I've had different relationships and
right.
kids resulted out of relationships, you know, like my youngest is 8 years
mm-hmm.
year old now, and I don't want to be, you know, doing this all over again.
Right. Well, does your intuition tell you that he's being truthful, or does it say that it's still not right?
I feel like he's being truthful, but I do feel like there's something missing, and I can't, you know, and
okay.
maybe it's just me because of what everything I've been through.
Mm-hmm. Well, take your time with it, but you are going to have to let your guard down a little and you are going to have to move on from the past. And that does take time. So hopefully he's going to do everything he needs to do. And whatever it is that he does need to do, you need to communicate that to him.
Okay.
All right. I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you guys have a great day.
You too,
you
now.
As well, honey.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll be talking about Beyonce. By now, a lot of you should have watched that documentary, but we'll give you some more spoilers, like how difficult her pregnancy was and what she had to say about that.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Ariana Grande.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ariana Grande, as you know, headlined Coachella for the first weekend, and you know the second weekend is coming up. Mm-hmm. And people are wondering, well, how much did she get paid? Well, although she has not revealed that amount, according to Variety, she made $8 million.
Really?
Yeah. That's wow. I mean, Coachella is a very profitable event.
How much did that bum-ass production team get paid that had their sound all messed up?
Yeah, there were some issues. Like Nicki Minaj, when she came out, the audio issues were pretty bad there. She also had P. Diddy there. There was an NSYNC reunion. She paid tribute to Mac Miller as well. She sang before an orchestra. So we'll see what happens this second weekend. But that's how much she got. Now, they said...
Does that include her set and everything? Her set?
Yeah, I'm sure
everything?
That's the whole fee. Oh, okay. I would assume.
Okay. All inclusive.
Now, they're saying that other lower profile musicians didn't even make $10,000.
Who's other
I
low
mean, there's a lot of people that perform at Coachella. Because it's two weekends.
Yeah, because I don't... There's not. They don't have like... opening acts. Like, everybody is somebody that's popping, right? I don't know.
Yeah, lower profile. I mean, Ariana Grande is a huge artist. So, yes, that's exactly what they're saying.
I wonder if she paid everybody that came out on her set, because if I found out you got $8 million and you asked me to come do you a favor, I'm going to be upset a little bit.
I'm sure she took care of travel, flew them in privately, private jets in, and all that other stuff.
Mm. Right, and they're saying that in 2017, according to The New Yorker, in 2017, headliners Kendrick Lamar, Radiohead, and Beyonce were each got between $3 and $4 million.
Boy, white privilege so real. How Ariana Grande make more than goddamn Beyonce?
Beyonce, yeah, that's crazy.
Come on now.
All right.
Beyonce got a whole Netflix special. Ain't nobody doing no special on Ariana Grande's performance.
Now, let's talk about Beyonce, because her Netflix documentary is out, right? And she also put out that surprise live album. Her Coachella set was legendary, and you get a chance to see it if you weren't there. Or maybe you were there, and you won't see it as close up as you will see it on this Netflix special. But in the documentary, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things. You get to see the kids. You get to see her really just dealing with having had twins and having to get back out there and work and get herself together. She talks about insecurities she had. Well, here's what she had to say about her difficult pregnancy.
My body went through more than I knew it could. I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had an extremely difficult pregnancy. I had high blood pressure. I developed toxemia, preeclampsia. And in the womb, one of my baby's heartbeat paused a few times, so I had to get an emergency C-section.
I mean, Beyonce is human, contrary to popular belief.
Right. So it's nice that she was sharing so many personal things about what she went through. And she said there were days she thought she would never be the same. And she also talked about her diet. That was a big deal for people, talking about what she was doing in order to get back in shape for Coachella. So make sure you check that out.
I ain't going front. The petty cancer in me can't get over the fact that Ariana Grande made more than Beyonce at goddamn Coachella. That can't be right. I don't believe that.
It also makes sense,
because
these
are just reports according to Variety.
Yeah, I don't think Variety is right.
And according to The New Yorker. So.
But you remember, nobody was there at Coachella this year. There was nobody huge. There was no huge draw. So that was probably the only person that they could possibly get. Because there was nobody there. Think about it. Who else was there? Kanye canceled.
Kanye performing this weekend.
And you know what might have happened?
Kanye
was supposed to headline. Mm. Yep. And Ariana ended up having to step in at the last minute. So it might have been a financial situation, because it was last minute.
Absolutely.
Pulling things together. So she was the one they called when Kanye couldn't do it.
You might be right. I just don't think Ariana should have made more than Beyonce. Ariana shouldn't make more than Blue.
Shut
now
up,
that's
man.
Rude. Come on now.
Come on now.
She has more albums than Blue.
Stop it.
Go out there and watch Blue perform. Never seen a
silly
in my whole life. And lift every voice and sing 8 million. Boom.
All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. Wes, he said that she did ace her torts exam as she is working to become...
Her twerk exam?
Yeah, torts, not twerk.
Oh.
Okay, she's trying to get ready to take the bar, and she said she got an A on this test. She put ace my test, by the way. So
Ebony Williams was on here earlier, and she said that that's trash. She don't respect it.
Okay. She didn't say that. Did she say
she
trash?
Did. No, she actually said the S word.
She said she just doesn't believe that you shouldn't go to school and go through what other lawyers, Ebony K. Williams, had to do. And most lawyers have to go through 3 years of law school before they take the bar. So we'll see.
How low is Kim's bar is what we're trying to figure out. The bar she's trying to pass, how low is it?
Well, they're saying that she's going to be taking the baby bar sometime
this
summer. And if she does pass, she will be given the okay to continue for 3 more years of study.
Well, congratulations, Kim. I don't know anything about
that. The baby bar does not involve drinking.
Who am I to talk? I didn't go to college. I got a 12th grade education.
Right.
Graduated from night school. Berkeley High School. Mount Corner, South Carolina. Dropping
all right.
Food bombs for me. What's happening?
School of hard knocks over here.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, I don't know what's going on with Remy Ma and Brittany Taylor from Love & Hip Hop New York, but apparently there were some issues. The two of them haven't been getting along. They had some issues together, and, you know, appears that they were at an event, And Brittany posted this. Now, I don't know how true any of this is, but she posted, "Till here I am on my way to a very important meeting, and it's hard to even focus because of what occurred last night. I didn't want to bring it to social media because it's pretty embarrassing and not a good look, to be honest. I tried my best to cover it up with makeup and move on, but that still didn't work. My question is, at Remy Ma, why did you really do this? What happened to woman empowerment? Hashtag Black Love SMH."
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, me neither.
Remy Ma is a changed woman. Okay,
she's been a changed woman. She's on probation too. She would never do anything.
Very evolved. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Very grown. I think she's being set up. Sounds like a Jussie Smollett situation to me.
All right, now for everybody that was looking forward to seeing Robert Kraft's tapes in the spa where he was getting a rub and tug, they are not going to release those tapes. Remember, at first they were going to make those tapes public, but a judge has agreed to block those videos for now.
What would be the point of making those tapes public? That don't even make any sense. Like, why?
They said they released all those videos to the press, so why stop now? But I'm with you. Like, why put that out?
I've never seen no videos of nobody in no spa. John Travolta been out here terrorizing spas for years. We ain't never seen that. What tapes from spas is going? Ain't no tapes from spas.
It wasn't in Florida. They wasn't in Florida. They say in Florida, they usually release things like that to the press, to the media.
So
I would think that's illegal, right?
I mean, I guess what it is, you know, first of all, the video is a secretly recorded video, but it's the police that are secretly recording you, and they have to hand over all that evidence to prosecutors. Hmm. So that's how things end up happening. They release those. So if you wanted to see Robert Kraft, you're not going to. Would you have watched that tape?
No.
Just out of curiosity?
No. Why? For what?
I don't know.
I go to the gym. I see old white naked men all the time in the gym. Why?
But they're not having a service.
You never know with Charlamagne.
Now, Charlamagne, as you get ready for this date with Wendy Williams.
What date?
Oh, do we have the audio? Because according to Wendy, and please don't call Wendy Williams a liar. Let's get Wendy Williams talking about this date you guys are going on.
My phone rings again. It was Charlamagne. Charlamagne wanted to take me for dinner. So he says the night, and he says the time, and I said, I can't go. I'm going out with Boof for dinner. Hold on. So Charlamagne says, well, I know, Boof. Why don't we both take you out? So I've got a double date.
So you still want to act like you don't know what we're talking about?
Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing mental wellness checks on old friends who are going through tough times.
Okay, so when is it, I'm asking?
I have no idea.
Boof and Charlamagne.
She said that you said the date, and then she said she's going on Boof, and now she's going with both of y'all.
Okay.
So you
say
didn't
DJ
say a
Boof?
Date?
The Boof just sounds funny.
Did you
DJ
say
Boof
a date? Because she said you gave her a date.
Listen, man, there's nothing wrong with doing mental wellness checks on old friends who are having tough times.
Stop giving the same statement over and over again, okay?
Are you going to pay?
Did you give her a date? She said you told her a date. She said she's already going out with DJ Boof on that day.
Yes, salute my guy Boof.
Right.
Salute to Wendy.
Now she's going out with both of y'all. So what date is that?
I haven't seen the date on the books yet.
Did you give a date?
What's wrong with doing mental wellness checks
you are crazy,
on
man.
Old friends who are having tough times? We should want the best for her in this situation. Positive vibes only.
All I'm asking is when are y'all going? When are y'all going?
Hunter.
When are y'all going? That's all I'm asking.
I think for safety purposes, we don't need to disclose that information.
All right, now that's all you had. That's a better answer.
I don't trust Kelvin. I'm scared for my life.
Well, neither does she, and she actually has extra security now.
Yes.
Up at the Wendy Show.
Now I feel more comfortable.
You don't work there. Why do you care?
This guy is a jerk.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
Envy, you buying one of the cars?
What cars? Are you selling me a car? Was it a good price?
One of the cars Wendy's taking back. You buying one of them?
You're a fool.
All right, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm asking a question.
And that is your
I heard they might be going for cheap.
How much cheap?
Maybe you can take that car and pick them up for the date and drop them off.
I'm not messing with you guys.
Oh, Envy, you don't want to talk about your phone call? You don't want to talk about how you trying to stalk up your car show?
Huh? What are you talking about? What call? What phone call are you talking about?
Hey, fam. I tried the new colors of orange vanilla Coke.
Drive your dreams.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey fam, I tried the new flavors of Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right. And I have to tell you, it's a great combination of Coke, orange, and vanilla flavor. Head to your closest retailer today and try them out.
All right. But nah, but on the real, if Wendy wanted to submit a car or two on the car show, I wouldn't.
Yeah, man, don't let the cars just get repoed. Don't let the cars just get repoed. Buy them for cheap. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I think Wendy will let a couple go for the low low.
Revolt will see
you
tomorrow.
Can we all buy one for cheap?
She's a petty cancer. I think she'll let a couple go for the
low. Let's go. Let's get it.
Revolt will see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next.
Too bad that red Ferrari's gone. I mean, that gold Ferrari's gone.
She got it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody out in Denver. I'm actually out in Denver now. I'm broadcasting from our station out there. They don't have a hip-hop station. They have a country station that I'm broadcasting from. So it's Colorado's new country, 106.7, The Bull. Yeah!
Are they playing Old Town Road?
I don't know what they playing.
iHeart, what are we waiting on to open up a station in Denver, man?
A hip-hop station, right?
Let's get that done, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Put the Breakfast Club on in Denver.
And shout out to Joe Button. Joe Button actually came by the club last night.
Well, he had a live podcast out there?
Yeah, he had a live podcast, came to the club. He just came too early. He came when, like, really, really early, and I wasn't there yet, but they said he came by.
Well, here's the thing. Joe did that on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Because Joe is not the type of person to try to make an entrance at his age and come into the club at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. You come to the club like 9 o'clock when you're a psychopath like Joe Budden. You know what I mean? And you just want to be mixy a little bit. You come in at 9 o'clock, you stay till 10, and you're out.
Yeah, shout out to Joe. He did come through. He actually, I called him and I was like, "Where'd you go?" He was like, "Yeah, I just left like maybe 20 minutes ago." So shout out to
Joe. That's a great thing to do. You just go before the person even gets there so you can say you showed up.
That's true.
That's what I would do.
That is true.
Man, I tried to come see you. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say I wasn't there.
I was outside.
And shout out to Angela Yee, man. Tonight, the Brooklyn Nets are taking on the 76ers at the Barclays. She's a Barclays ambassador. And she just gave me and my son courtside tickets to see the game. She knows how
you
much
did?
Logan is a huge
don't spread
basketball
that lie
fan.
You know how many people ask me for tickets,
and I really appreciate that. Shout out to you. You're an ambassador. You get things done. I asked you for tickets and you put me courtside. Thank you, Yee.
Yes, and you're just an assador.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Emmy, I told you can go to the game, but you too bougie. You gotta have them courtside seats. It's the playoffs. Those seats aren't available.
Well, put me in the suite then.
I can put you in the suite.
Does an assador have a knob to it?
Does it have a what?
A knob on it?
Yeah.
So you can open
the
ass?
Oh, you want to talk the master of pegging over there?
Peggy Bundy?
Peggy Bundy.
Envy, let's be for real. You the OG pegger in this room, okay?
Before no, you are the OG
pegger. No, you had peg rumors way before I did, okay?
That is true.
That is very true.
But imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
You said, but imitation is the sincerest form. But imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
All right, when we come back,
we got the butt gods.
The butt god, baby.
All right. Positive note when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Shout to Ebony K. Williams for joining us this morning.
Yes, Ebony, thank you so much for coming through. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Salute to Ebony K. Williams, man. I love Ebony. Go pick up her book, Pretty Powerful. It's out right now. Everybody, it's funny, I'm reading all these comments and it's like, oh my God, she's got so much to say. She's so educated. Duh. All right? That's the reason she's up here. Salute to Ebony.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's an attorney.
Yes, she is. Now, Charlotte,
and she's from Charlotte, North Carolina, baby. Carolina's all day.
Now, when are you and Wendy Williams going on that date that she talked about on her show yesterday?
This is being blown out of proportion.
That's what she said. Play the audio.
My phone rings again. It was Charlamagne. Charlamagne wanted to take me for dinner. So he says the night, and he says the time, and I said, I can't go. I'm going out with Boof for dinner. Hold on. So Charlamagne says, well, I know, Boof. Why don't we both take you out? So I've got a double date.
Yeah, but it's not a date. I didn't even talk about it just
now. No, but I'm saying, you're saying now it's not a date. It is a date. You just said it's a date.
But I don't like it on some, it's not a romantic thing. I'm a happily married
man.
But
no one said romantic.
Oh.
Well, 50 Cent made it seem a little romantic.
What did 50 say?
50 called me nasty. 50 said, you a nasty and your wife must be making you take one for the team.
Let me read 50's exact quote, because I hate to miss
that. That was 50's exact quote.
That was it.
Let me read
all
right. Exact quote.
Positive vibes only, 50.
He said, your wife must have told you, F this, you're going to take one for the team, you nasty boy, for real. The F is wrong with you.
Positive vibes only, 50, except to Kelvin Hunter. We spoke about her mental wellness. That's all. She's an old friend, and I know she's going through some tough times. She got my support if she needs it. That's all.
And you are paying for dinner.
I mean, I think, like you said earlier, I think I should pay for dinner because Wendy's been paying for men for so long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to get tiring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, treat her.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Leave us on a positive note, you
guys.
That's right. Positive vibes only. Gosh. Listen, let go of the people who dull your shine, poison your spirit, and bring you drama. Cancel your subscription to their issues.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.